with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The manhunt continues. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the death of a healthcare executive in New York City.
Tish says it was
targeted attack.
The CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was shot and killed.
The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind and fired several rounds.
Thompson died at a nearby hospital. Tish says the suspect got away first on foot and later on an e-bike. He was last seen in Central Park. Thompson had worked at United Healthcare for 20 years, the last three as CEO. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNNews.com, his last day in Angola, and President Biden says the U.S. will invest another $600 million in the Transcontinental Rail Project.
We're not just laying tracks. We're laying the groundwork for a better future for our people, ordinary people. People that's going to create jobs, are going to create good-paying jobs for people. It's going to put them in a position where they can have the benefits people around the world have without having to long for them and actually get them.
The project aims to advance the U.S. presence in a region rich in cobalt, copper, and other critical minerals. France's far-right and left-wing lawmakers joining to vote a no-confidence motion prompted by budget disputes that forces Prime Minister Michel Barnier to resign. The National Assembly approved the motion by 331 votes. President Macron insisted he will serve the rest of his term until 2027. On Wall Street, the Dow adding 294 points, the NASDAQ ahead 239. This is SRN News. Toronto celebrates Christianity.
In a move that is unusual for any major city in the West these days, lawmakers in Toronto have declared December to be Christian Heritage Month. The resolution notes that Christianity is the most prominent religion in Canada, with God being mentioned in the first sentence of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Toronto was once known as the city of churches, with nearly 100 of them within city limits just before the turn of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Border Patrol hiring chaplains to help with mounting distress suffered by its officers. With immigration at the forefront of the country's debate, agents wrestle not only with security challenges, but with an unprecedented surge of illegal migrants. Also rapidly shifting policies and criticism by liberals. One agent tells AP that the hardest thing, people don't understand what we do. We've been called terrible names. This is SRN News. Search continues for a Pennsylvania woman who may have fallen into a sinkhole.
Rescuers are contemplating the safest way to search for a woman who apparently fell into a sinkhole. That happened while she was searching for her lost cat above an old coal mine in Pennsylvania. They said that the crumbling mine was complicating efforts and was putting workers in danger. A state police spokesperson says the integrity of the mine has been compromised and rescuers are reassessing their tactics. But they don't plan to stop. Police said they found 64-year-old Elizabeth Pollard's car parked near a restaurant. I'm Haya Panjwani.
New research shows nearly 3 out of 10 U.S. drugstores that were open during the previous decade were closed by 2021. A study in Health Affairs says Black and Latino neighborhoods most vulnerable to the retail pharmacy closures, which can chip away at already limited care options in those communities. More details at SRNNews.com.